I am joined by Rob Cross, who is the founder and executive director for the Virginia Arts Festival. Thank you so much, Rob, for joining me today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the background of the festival. So you started it up back in 1997. What was the initial goal behind it?
Well, the goal at the time was to bring some truly world-class performing artists here to the southeastern corner of Virginia, you know, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Williamsburg area, in that April-May period, and also to showcase some of the local arts organizations to the people that would be coming here to visit the festival.
So you are celebrating 20 years. It's obviously evolved in a big way. Has your approach changed towards, you know, inviting certain artists?
Well, you're right. It is 20 years, and it goes by really, really quickly. I'd say that one of the things that's changed as we're, you know, going into our 21st season is we've started grouping the performances more by city, making it more convenient for the visitors. Almost a third of our ticket buyers are people who are traveling here specifically for the festival. So we try to group things by Virginia Beach, Norfolk, or Williamsburg so that people can stay in a hotel and be within walking distance or easy drive distance if they're going to see two or three performances over a weekend.
And that holds true for some of our listeners, of course, here in the central part of the state up to the Northern Neck and Southside Virginia. I did want to ask you about a focus on arts education. I've noticed that you've put a bit of an emphasis on that.
It's really a big part of what we do from the very what we've done from the very beginning. I am a trained classical percussionist. That's what I did for the first 20 years of my career. And I just had some great opportunities as a young person with guest artists doing workshops and master classes. So almost every artist that comes to the festival does some kind of outreach to our community. And we reached over 40,000 young people last year during the festival. So it's fantastic if we have something like, you know, the Birmingham Royal Ballet or Joshua Bell here, that they'll come in early and work with students, and then those students get to go see the public performance.
And you mentioned your background. So you've been with the Virginia Symphony a lot longer than this festival has been in existence. What was your inspiration behind starting this up? Was this just because nothing like this existed in this region?
Yes. I mean, when I was a kid, I had the opportunity to go to some great festivals as a student. I spent two summers at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony. I spent a summer at the Leonard Bernstein Festival of American Music. And when I got the job here in the Virginia Symphony and, you know, saw how beautiful this area is and how great the weather is in April and May, I just thought it'd be a great place to have a spring festival. So kind of the stars lined up and some group of community leaders hired me to start the festival. We started very modestly the first year, but we've been, you know, very ambitious and grown steadily over this 20-year period.
Let's talk about some of the performances in particular that are still upcoming, the big one being the Berlioz Requiem. I understand this is the first time that the Virginia Symphony Orchestra will be performing this work.
That's true. The orchestra is, I think they're celebrating their 96th season this year, and they've never done the Berlioz. As you know, it's a really, really big work. It takes a lot of forces. So there's not many opportunities for an orchestra to perform it. When it does get performed, a lot of times it is in a festival setting. I was lucky enough to play it when I was at Tanglewood. I was able to play extra with the Boston Symphony and perform it with Seiji Ozawa. So I've always wanted to do the work again. We have this great opportunity because of our partnership with the symphony to bring in all the extra forces to do it. So we've got the Virginia Symphony Chorus, and we're also bringing in the Washington Chorale from the Kennedy Center, so we'll have a double chorus. We're going to be in Chrysler Hall. It's a lot of bodies. We'll have over 100 in the orchestra and 140 in the chorus, three brass bands throughout the hall, and the solo tenor.
Terrific. And this performance is tomorrow, Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at Chrysler Hall in Norfolk. We also have Olga Kern coming this week ahead, right?
Correct. So this is actually Olga's second visit to the festival. We were lucky enough 2 years ago when Renee Fleming was here for a recital, Olga was her accompanist, believe it or not. In addition to Renee doing a remarkable performance, everyone was commenting on how great Olga was. So we've been trying to get her back for the festival, and this is the first time that the schedules worked for her schedule that also worked for the festival. So she'll be here doing a solo recital on May 24th, and then she's actually staying over to do one of our coffee concerts the next morning in one of the small halls.
And I was going to ask you about that, the coffee concerts. What is the intent here, and what can people look forward to at these? I guess they're somewhat informal events.
They are. They're usually about 60 to 70 minutes in length, and they're in, you know, beautiful churches or small concert halls, great repertoire, you know, the great chamber music repertoire. usually the artist will say a few words between the pieces, and then there's an opportunity to meet and greet the artist afterwards. And it's one of the most popular things we do. We usually do about five or six of them throughout the festival, and we can scatter them throughout the region. So we just finished one last week up in Williamsburg at the winery, and we've got one left at the Sandler Center in Virginia Beach, and then one here in Norfolk.
And folks that are interested in making the trip down to Hampton Roads, we still have a couple of weeks left, I guess, with performances. You have a world premiere opera coming as well, correct?
We do. So we have a composer symposium that we've hosted for about 10 years now, and we're bringing in young composers at the beginning of their career and giving them the opportunity to have their pieces read and workshopped. And out of that, if there's pieces that really we feel strongly about, we've been trying to produce them. So this year, we're producing a one-act chamber opera, and the composer is Kristen Custer, fantastic composer. She's on the faculty of the University of Michigan. And the librettist is Megan Levad. Joanne Folletta, music director of the Virginia Symphony, is conducting, and Mary Birnbaum from Juilliard is the stage director. The tenor is William Burden. Many of your listeners probably know because he did the Ring Cycle at the Kennedy Center a couple of years ago.
And we also have two other big events I see here on the calendar, the Reduced Shakespeare Company and then the Joey Alexander Trio. Many of you may have heard about Joey. He is quite a youngster and quite a talent out there, isn't he?
He's definitely a phenom that people have their eye on. Wynton Marsalis has been mentoring him. There was a fantastic special on 60 Minutes. Got a Grammy nomination this year. So he'll be here with his trio on May 27th doing a concert. So that's going to be fantastic. And then that's part of the weekend of our Fringe Festival. And then, as you mentioned, we have Reduced Shakespeare Company doing three performances in the historic Wells Theater. They're our favorite here for our audience. We usually have them every third or fourth season.
That's Rob Cross, who is the founder and executive director for the Virginia Arts Festival.
Thank you so much.